Uganda said today it's ready to send 10,000 more troops to Somalia if the U.S. provides the funding, a move that would see the African Union force in Mogadishu more than double in size. Uganda's pledge comes in the wake of twin bombings in Kampala during July's World Cup final that killed 76 people. Al-Shabaab, a Somali terrorist group, said it carried out the attack because of the presence of several thousand Ugandan troops in Mogadishu as part of the nearly 7,000-strong African Union force. Meanwhile, hundreds of the refugees who have fled the Somali capital have settled in makeshift camps miles outside the city. International Red Cross spokesman Yves Van Loo says it's getting harder and harder to get help to these people.
It's very difficult. The access to this camp so far is still granted. We can go, but there are not many organizations working so far in Somalia. So the pressure on the few organizations working there is very high, especially about this the food. You know that since for many years, WFP was providing food to the population. But since they had the problems that they faced in Somalia, it's more complicated for the civilian to get access to the food. It depends on the zone and depends on the organization working there. I mean, for the case of Mogadishu and Afghan, the road outside of Mogadishu. In Mogadishu, you still have other organizations, but in Afghoi, there's only ICRC so far, and we could not handle the incredibly high numbers of people living there. We could only help about 55,000 people, and as I say, there's about 300,000 people in need over there.